Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Jerry, I'm not sure if you're aware of the shortfall in the National Presbyterian Sharing Campaign, but as a leader in the community, I'm here to ask you if you would consider giving a major contribution to the cause.
Well, it's flattering that you ask me for a major contribution. I have my business that's doing pretty well, and I may look affluent, but did you know that my mother lives in a very expensive nursing home?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you know that one of my brothers died and left a family of 5 kids and his wife with almost no insurance?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that either.
And did you know that my son is deeply religious, has gone into social work, and makes less than the national poverty level to meet the needs of his family?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that before I asked you.
Well now, if I don't give any penny to them, why do you think I would give it to you?
Jerry, who is really not himself today, reminds me of Ebenezer Scrooge in Dickens' story, A Christmas Carol. Ebenezer cut himself off from his family and friends, and making money was his only concern. One Christmas, when approached to make a donation to help the poor, Ebenezer, too, refused to help, saying that he minds his own business and expects others to do the same. He wasn't interested in helping anyone but himself. We see parallels from these two stories with the rich man in our gospel lesson. The rich man wasn't interested in the poor man who sits at the gate. The rich man pays no attention to Lazarus, even though he is sick and starving. The rich man has no sense that his wealth should be used to help Lazarus. In the rich man's mind, there is a big wall that separates him from Lazarus, and he allows poor Lazarus to die in agony just outside his gate. It is hard for us to relate to the rich man. That's not me, we think. There aren't people sitting at my gate begging for food. I do what I can to help the poor. But maybe we all have a bit of the rich man in us. And that's what makes this text so uncomfortable. We all know people who are in need, but we don't always notice, and sometimes we willfully look away.
Did you notice that the poor man has a name? He is actually the only person in all of Jesus' parables who is given a specific name. The rich man doesn't get named, but Lazarus does. The poor are so important to God that God knows them by name. Even after the rich man dies, he still never learns Lazarus' name. From Hades, he looks up and sees Lazarus sitting beside Abraham in heaven. But even in Hades, the rich man shows no remorse for how he neglected Lazarus. All he wants from Lazarus is something for himself, a drop of water. There is no change in the rich man's heart. Before he was separated from Lazarus by a wall and a gate of his own making, but now he is separated from Lazarus by a great abyss that cannot be crossed. Ebenezer Scrooge, however, he does change. In a dream, he is shown people whose lives he can transform while he is still alive. He learns their names, he sees their need, and his heart is changed.
Giving to Presbyterian Sharing is one way that our congregation supports the mission and ministry work that we do together as the Presbyterian Church in Canada. We support Presbyterian Sharing through our congregation's budget, through designated gifts in our offering envelopes. Our gifts encourage and equip congregational renewal and development, support inner city, native, and refugee ministers, support students studying for the ministry, equip clergy and lay leaders, send mission personnel to work with international partners, and so much more. Though many of us don't know the names of the countless people who are supported through Presbyterian Sharing, we have collectively discerned, as members and adherents of the Presbyterian Church in Canada, that God is calling us to do this important work. And the work is important. Even though giving to Presbyterian Sharing can sometimes feel like an obligation or even a tax because there is an allocated amount, it is a wonderful opportunity to minister to others. Today, as we remember Lazarus, who was so important to God that God knew him by name, let us learn some of the names and stories of the people who are ministered and ministering on our behalf and those whose lives are being changed.
The Reverend Deborah Poor is the director of Arise Ministries, a mission of the Presbytery of East Toronto. Arise offers hope to victims of sex trafficking and sexual exploitation through a ministry of outreach, case management, and pastoral care. Deb shares a story about Ashley. Ashley and I have an ongoing outreach relationship. Arise has been present with her through her struggles with abusive men, addiction, and street life. We have helped her get to detox and safety and talked about the sense of failure she feels in each relapse. One night, as we walked towards Ashley, we could see that she was talking to a male customer. She asked if we could come back later because she really wanted to talk. We were about 20 meters away when she called out, "Deborah, I'm sorry, can you come back? You are worth more to me than him right now." It was a bold statement of affirmation and of hope. Ashley talked about her desperate need for change and her hope that this time would be different. Then she said, "You are doing some revolutionary work, and I need to be part of it."
Joseph has been at Blantyre's maximum security Chichiri prison since 2006. Overcrowding is a critical problem in Malawi's prisons. At Chichiri, there are 2,000 prisoners housed in a space built for 800. Cell blocks are so crowded that there is no room for them to lie down at night. They must try to sleep sitting up, pressed against one another. It is brutal during the hot summer months, and the unhygienic conditions lead to the spread of disease and illness. There is not enough food, and the food that is available lacks protein and nutritional value. Many of these men have not been given a trial. And I know from hearing Glynis Williams talk about a trip made with International Ministries to this prison in Malawi, the church warden, a woman, said to them, "Don't judge these boys too harshly. They haven't had a trial, and there may be the next Nelson Mandela among them." It always raises a little bit of an emotion in her, and always also the people who are listening to it at the time. Presbyterian Sharing supports the prison's chaplains and has helped provide sleeping mats, blankets, soap, hymn books, and Bibles to the prisoners. Joseph started attending Blantyre Synod's weekly Bible study soon after he arrived at Chichiri. The prison's ecumenical chapel was built with grants from gifts to Presbyterian Sharing. Before the chapel was built, studies were held outside, a challenge during the hot weather and impossible during the heavy rains. Joseph shares, "It is by the grace of God that I am alive. I remember the advice I got from my mother, to pray while I am in prison, as only God can change you. I cannot stop praising God because he is doing great things. Once I finish prison life, I will keep praising God because what he has done for me."
Donovan is a member of the Wabasee Wabasimong Ojibwe Nation. A crown ward from an early age, he ended up homeless after bouncing from foster home to foster home. At the age of 12, he got involved with the wrong crowd and started using drugs and alcohol. Today, Donovan is a participant in Kenora Fellowship Center's mentorship program. He has benefited from life skills training, as well as the center's shelter program and residential transition program. Donovan shares, "The staff work hard to make programs which help the people. There have been many times recently I wanted to end my life, and the center has helped me through these times. I am so thankful they cared for me and stood by me during the tough times." After Donovan attended Canada Youth, our national youth program, he shared, "I was very thankful for the experience, met many people, and was very encouraged. I enjoyed listening and talking with Eugene Arcand and thought a lot about my life and family after hearing his residential school experience. It was truly an awesome experience. I learned a lot, cried a lot, and shared a lot about our community with Canada Youth. It was like I was supposed to be out there. Thank you to all of you who support the Kenora Fellowship Center. You are helping to make me, to make a difference in people's life, like mine."
These are just a few names and stories of so many people who receive support through our gifts to Presbyterian Sharing. It is by learning about our mission and ministry that the stranger at our gate becomes a friend who is welcomed inside and given help.
There are many ways that our congregation can get to know more about people supported through Presbyterian Sharing.
We can learn more about our mission and ministries through resources like Mission Moments, bulletin inserts, and videos.
We can invite someone from our ministries in Canada to visit us and share the stories. Or we can visit a congregation that has been newly planted or replanted to see how God is at work.
We can plan a trip to visit Winnipeg's Place of Hope congregation or Kenora Fellowship Center and meet some of the people seeking fellowship in the inner city. Or we could go to Prince Albert and worship with people of the Mistiswassis First Nation.
We might visit some of our international partners to see how God's word is proclaimed in a different country and culture, and be inspired to reach out to our community when we return.
We can encourage our youth and youth leaders to attend Canada Youth and to share their experiences with us.
We can get to know students studying for the ministry, learn their names, and pray for them. Some of us could join a committee of the National Church and work with others to help shape the ministry and mission of the Presbyterian Church in Canada.
When Ebenezer Scrooge realized how important it was to have a loving, personal relationship with others, he opened his heart to them and shared his wealth generously. Our faith in Jesus Christ starts with a personal relationship with Him and the Creator and the Holy Spirit. Our congregational life extends our loving relationships to our fellow members, but it takes even more effort to develop relationships with people who are outside of our gates and needing our help. Personally knowing people, learning their names and their stories inspires us to help them generously.
May God inspire us all to reach out to others through our support for Presbyterian Sharing as we strive to love others as we love ourselves. Amen.